You're listening to Across the Border. This is, we're going through the Bible here, and we've ended up in the Gospel of John about chapter 12, verse 30. Jesus said, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes." This was when Jesus was preaching. He was telling the people that, he preached a little gospel message here, and he says, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. Before this cause came I unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name." And a voice came from heaven and says, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it." And Jesus said, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world." Verse 31, chapter 12. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. This is the point. This is where Satan is cast out of heaven. Not at this very moment, but this is the hour that he came into the world for, of course, to become a sacrifice. And when he went into the grave, and it says that he spoiled principalities, he cast Satan out of heaven. Satan lost his place. That's what he's referring to here. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And for 2,000 years, this has been happening. All men have been drawn to the cross. Not all embrace the cross, but there's been nothing like this that has ever happened upon the earth, where a man could say a word like this: "If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou, if the Son of Man be lifted up, who is this Son of Man?" Jesus said to them, "Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light." These things spake Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, "Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed?" Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, "He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them." These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. Jesus cried and said, "He that believeth on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. John chapter 13, verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God, and went to God, he riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter then said to him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered and said, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter says to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Peter doesn't feel worthy, but when he says, if you don't let me, that you will have no part of me. Well, his expression is the opposite. Yes, not just my feet only, but it's absolutely, I can't live without having part with you. Jesus said to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him, therefore he said, Ye are not all clean. So after he'd washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he that eateth bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it has come to pass, you may believe that I am. Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified, and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned him, that he should ask who it should be of whom he spoke. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, say unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus said unto him, That thou doest, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, Buy those things which we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. little children, yet a little while I am with you. You shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give to you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said to him, Why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. And Jesus answered him, said, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say to you, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. Chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may also be. And whither I go, ye know, the way ye know. In the gospel that they preach today, you know, the one where they say, do you know you'll go to heaven when you die? And they propose that Jesus is building us mansions, kind of like the mansions we have here. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. There's a lot of room in my Father's house, he's saying. Of course, in the King James Authorized Version, they put mansions. But what does he says? He says that where I am, there ye may also be. When Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom, he said, Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. Paul said, We sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's not pie in the sky. It's not a mansion in heaven that Jesus is talking about. He says, You can't follow me now, signifying that he's going into the grave and that he's going to rise again, but you can follow me afterwards. Yes, we can follow him now. He wasn't talking about after they died, these dwelling places. These are dwelling places in his kingdom now. He said, Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. My hand is attached to my body. It will never be further away than that. It will always be that close, signifying that if the kingdom is at hand, that it is within our grasp. It's within our reach. We can grasp it now. We can get to that place, which they interpreted as a mansion, or as a, I believe the proper interpretation, if we look at the Hebrew and Greek, why don't we do that for a second? Mansions. It says staying, a residence, abode. Okay, the actor, the place. Okay, it's an abode. It's a dwelling place. There's plenty of room in my Father's house, in His kingdom, in my Father's house, where my Father lives. He's talking about a spiritual reality that we can attain while we are in the flesh. And this is what Paul was talking about and how I open this program every day. It's in my Father's kingdom. He could have said kingdom just as easily as he said house. Where my Father says residence, that's what we have here in the Hebrew, the Greek, Strong's Greek, residence. Where my Father lives, yeah. Where my Father lives, there are many places. There is plenty of room for you in God's kingdom, in this spiritual reality. Repent, the kingdom is at hand. And he says, and whither I go, he says, where I am, there you may also be. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Because he just told them what the way was. He said, I am the way. I go to prepare a place to receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may also be. This is the dwelling place. This is where his father's house is. This is where the mansion is. You know, it's a spiritual mansion. It's a spiritual house. It's called the kingdom of God, also called the kingdom of heaven. Repent. It is at hand. It's within your grasp. We have the earnest down payment of the resurrection now. We live and move and have our being in Him. That's what the gospel is all about. That's what the kingdom is all about. It is the gospel of the kingdom. If anyone is preaching another kingdom out there, another gospel, than the one Jesus preached, well, I say pay him no mind. But there are a lot of gospels out there, like the gospel you get to go to heaven when you die. Not the one Jesus preached. Maybe some of the words and the way they were translated and the authorized King James and other versions are maybe a little misleading to you. But with enough study, it becomes clear that Jesus wasn't talking about a physical house and a physical mansion. He was talking about a kingdom where his Father lives, where God the Father lives. You know, when the veil in the temple was rent from top to bottom, he says, we can boldly enter in to the throne room. We can pray to the Father. We can bring our petitions before Him. We can boldly enter in, knowing that we are covered by the blood of the Son of God, that we are perceived as clean in this heavenly place, that we have no sin. By faith, we have no sin in the heavenlies. Certainly, we deal with sin in this mortal flesh, and it'll be that way till we die. And we hate that. But our redemption, the redemption of our bodies, will also take place when our body is planted in the ground. Thomas says to him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. And Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Whew. For those that, very plain words there. Very plain. It doesn't get any plainer than that. Believest not thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe in me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live. Ye shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Going into a break here. We'll pick up here when we get back. You're listening to Cross the Border.